Welcome to God's Acre on the Go, a worship podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan in New Canaan, Connecticut. To learn about the life of our church, our in-person ministries, and the virtual connections and offerings available, please visit us at www.godsacre.org. Now, wherever you are, wherever you are going, we welcome you to worship.
Church family, this is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to God's Acre on the Go, wherever you happen to be, wherever you are traveling, wherever you're residing right now. Know that we are so grateful to have you tuning in. Have a special guest for you today, Natalie Owen Pike. She is a second-year MDiv student at Yale Divinity School, and she is also one of our Raymond Preaching Fellows. You may or may not know a whole lot about the fellowships that we offer, thanks to the Raymond Trust and the Raymond Trustees. We offer preaching fellowships for Yale Divinity students that allow them to delve deeper into the art and craft of preaching. They're required to take additional classes at Yale, and they take a class every other week with me to prepare sermons that they then go and preach in churches in Connecticut that are in need of pulpit supply, and they preach for free. So we pick up the tab on that one, and we supply sermons and preachers around the Connecticut region. And today, Natalie will be preaching on a text that is our memory verse for the month, Romans chapter 9, talking about the indivisible nature of God's love. And if ever there was a season in the life of our world where reflecting on this text might be particularly crucial, it's on a week when invasion and crisis grips the news and tugs at our hearts. So I invite you to listen to our anthem and to prepare your heart to receive the word this morning.
Hear these words of Romans chapter 8, verses 31 through 39, our scripture this morning. What then are we to say about these things? If God is for us, who is against us? He who did not withhold his own son, but gave him up for all of us. Will he not with him also give us everything else? Who will bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? It is Christ Jesus who died, yes, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed intercedes for us. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will hardship or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. If God is for us, who is against us? If God is for us, our scripture tells us this morning, nothing else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God. But still, our scripture asks, who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will it be you? I ask because I think this question, who will separate us, offers us an opportunity this morning to reimagine some essential calculations we've been asked to make throughout our lifetimes. If God is for us, who is against us? Today, we're going to work to balance both sides of that equation. And yes, folks, I'm going to ask you to do a little bit of math from this pulpit. Now, if you knew me well, you would know this is a very unusual ask, a proposition that I would not normally make because I have spent many years of elementary school in the back of the class doing remedial fractions worksheets. But I argue that this has actually prepared me for this moment in our scripture very well. Because the math we're doing here today in the hearing of these scriptures, calling us to the inseparable, indivisible love of God, this is math that just doesn't add up. For Paul tells us in his letter to the Romans, he who did not withhold his own son, but gave him up for all of us, will he not with him also give us everything else? Paul includes a pretty thorough list here for how God's love cannot be divided from us. Not death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God. Who will separate us? Nothing. The scripture tells us, nothing will separate us from the love of God, but don't we try? Haven't we tried? This has been a time of division, subtraction, separation, whether it's political or economic, physical or ideological, we have been separated literally in body and across belief. We don't have a lot of opportunities to build real relationships with people we disagree with. People who we think are judging us or those who we too are judging. We are segregated more than ever before by class and race in our neighborhoods and our schools and even in our church pews. We are inundated by images and stories of violent division, a division that sends bombs across borders, pursuing us with the belief that we are separate from each other and from the love of God. Yes, this has been a time of fractional community, of fractional living, but I am here to tell you we do not serve a fractional God. Our God does not see us as pieces of a whole. Missing pieces we will balance out with our accomplishments or our possessions or our status or our egos. No, God says you will never be divisible from my love. You are already whole. Nothing, Romans tells us, will separate us from the love of Christ. Will you? God tells us through the scripture we can't subtract each other from our communities, from our nation, from our families, from our lives. That math that we've been using just won't add up because we are all beloved by God in this equation. But wait, you might be thinking, what about those sheep Paul mentioned, those sheep being led to slaughter? What about the very real fear of being cast away? Paul, at the time of his writing, was experiencing persecution of the early Christians, and external forces of empire and evil were working, using the threat of death to divide us. And just like the sheep led to slaughter that our scripture calls to mind, what lies down the road for us in this fractional thinking leads us to the very real feeling that we are cut off from God. For to be cast away from God's love is to feel the death of isolation, the loss of our belovedness by God. And sometimes because of that fear, we believe the lie that God's love and favor is unequally divided, or that our love by God means favor over those who are not like us, believing that we must cut budgets to preserve dividends, or that we don't have enough resources collectively to lift children out of poverty, or that we need more when others have none. Paul addresses us in this fear. He says, although it is written, for your sake we are being killed all day long, we are accounted as sheep to slaughter. Paul says, no, that's not reality. In all these things, through Jesus Christ who loved us, death cannot separate us from the love of God. And if death cannot separate us, neither can the fear that we are not enough, that we don't have enough resources to solve the collective problems in our midst, that our neighbor's success subtracts from our own somehow. That fractional system we've been using to apply to those we compete with or those we hold power over, Paul is telling us we don't have to apply that logic to them or to ourselves. The fear we have at being less than someone else, having less than someone else, God doesn't fear that for us. God's love does not divide. Now, I may have been remedial at fractions as a child, but I most recently spent nearly 10 years as executive director of a nonprofit where I was in charge of fundraising and balancing the budgets, and I know the very real pressure to make it all add up. Some of you may have to do this kind of balancing in your own work or in the budgets of your families or your homes. And maybe you found out what I did over those 10 years of balancing, that when I looked at that spreadsheet as a whole, when I zoom out, there was always enough. I just needed to move it around. We live our lives by division. It's very human. Our brains are really good at making categories and protecting us from threat. But when we focus more on the threat, when we focus on the fractional pieces we hold, then we are the ones separating ourselves from the whole-making God who already offers us all that we need. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will you? Or will you put away the fractions now and work instead with the love of God that already calls us whole? This is not a promise that we will not experience pain or death, the sword, nakedness, distress, peril, that list that Paul sets out for us. But it is a promise that God's love will abide with us through those pains to offer to each of us what we need to redistribute around the budget of our community, to show us what we could make possible by working together, by zooming out on the spreadsheet to look at it as a whole, by moving what we have around to cover where others are in need. We think we've only been given a slice of the pie when God calls us to share in the whole thing. Back in my fourth grade classroom where I was working on those fraction sheets by myself in the back, normally during the day we would sit at these tables of four desks pushed together in pods. And at every given time of the day, each of us approached the work we were doing with very different skill levels. My classmate might be working very quickly on the math skills while I was still coloring in those pies and pizza slices. But when we got to reading, it was me doing the work ahead, and my neighbor was practicing what I had already mastered. But God doesn't want us in the back of the class. God wants us leaning on our neighbor, sharing what we have and what we already know. So too can we show in our actions that we are equally loved by God, equally offered the promise of resurrection, equally known by God to be enough, just as we are. That we have enough to go around when we share. So let us offer that to each other and to our neighbor. Amen. Join me in a moment of prayer. Holy One, God who meets us in the gap, even when we feel we've fallen short. God who bridges all our divides. God from whom we will never be separated. Teach us we are indivisible from your love. Amen. Take with you, friends, this benediction and the whole love of God as you leave this place. May the Lord bless and keep you. May the Lord's face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May God bless you all the days of your life and grant you peace. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Worship on the Go. To support this podcast and the ministries of our church, please consider making a contribution by clicking the Give button in the top right on our website, www.godsacre.org, or within today's email. God bless you and have a wonderful week.